Roger by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sign Point, Alaska.
Some of the greatest songs ever started out as dreams. The riff entitled to I Can't Get No Satisfaction appeared to Keith Richards in a dream. Jimi Hendrix dreamt the chorus to Purple Haze. Paul McCartney says both Yesterday and Let It Be came to him in dreams. And it was a dream that brought this song you're hearing right now to Leif Volbeck.
It's the best dream I ever had. I was in a rehearsal room with Jeff Buckley, who's like one of my idols.
Coming up, Leif Volbeck will discuss how he made his dreams real on his new album, Revelation, from the songwriting to the recording, which saw him bringing in an orchestra, as well as renowned session drummer Jim Keltner, who's played for Bob Dylan and members of the Beatles.
Like, he played on everybody's records, but you realize, oh, it's because he just showed up deeply musical and just wanting to connect with the music. There's no ego.
Leif Volbeck, today. I'm Raina Duris, and this is World Cafe. Before you get to that conversation and that live performance, here's Talking Heads, Blind.
Light.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. The latest album from Canadian singer-songwriter Leif Volbeck feels like taking a deep breath, or a long walk in the woods, or a beautiful afternoon nap in the sun. Nominated for the Juno Award for Adult Alternative Album of the Year this year, it's called Revelation. And coming up, Leif joins me to talk about how he wrote such a peaceful album during a very tumultuous time. He also talks about songwriting, about being inspired by the physical world, about working with an orchestra, and about working with the many collaborators who join him on the record, including session drummer Jim Keltner, steel guitarist Cindy Cashdollar, bassist Shahzad Ismaili, Anais Mitchell, and Angie McMahon. You'll also hear Leif perform songs from Revelation live, beginning with Peace of Mind. This is Leif Volbeck, live for the World Cafe.
Driving around looking for action, mountain range coming to view. The colors they change with the sun and the rain. Maybe now I'm different too. Last night I prayed for direction, this morning when it showed. I didn't hold on, now baby's gone. And you tell me now that's just how it goes. Peace of mind. Ooh, you give me peace of mind. Honey, you make it look easy, floating above the world. But when you least expect it, your body electric brings you back to that little girl. Running through the streets of the village, talking to strangers on high. 98 in the shade, for this you were made. But my northern blood was begging to fly. Ooh, you would give me peace of mind. Ooh, you give me peace of mind. Blood in the river turning to dust. Crazy to want this, wandering from town to town. What if my purpose is deserting the circus? Honey, would you follow a clown? I dreamed I attended my funeral, children playing in the rain. A dandelion placed over my face, and I'll never be the same again. Peace of mind. Ooh, you give me peace of mind. Ooh, you give me peace of mind. Ooh, you give me peace of mind. You give me peace of mind. You give me peace of mind.
Recorded for World Cafe in front of a live audience, that was Leif Volbeck performing Peace of Mind from his latest album, Revelation. I'm Raina Duris. Leif Volbeck joins me today. Leif, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Thanks for having me back.
It's so nice to have you back. It has been 5 years since you were here. You were here in 2019 for your album, New Ways. It was one of my first in-person interviews for the cafe. Mm-hmm. It was also one of my last in-person interviews before the pandemic hit and everything closed down. Those 5 years in between were tumultuous. A lot happened. That feels like an understatement, but that's also kind of where this album came from. this is a remarkably peaceful sounding album. So could you tell us, you know, what was going on in your life when you began working on the songs on this album? I think you were in Australia at the very beginning.
At the very beginning, I was on tour. I was like on my quote unquote world tour. And then, you know, and I was like just amping up, you know, and then I had to go home. I was completely isolated for 3 months and I just played music and read. And I was like, I don't know when I'll ever have time to do this again. So yeah, those first 3 months, I was reading all the science books.
Yeah, what were you reading?
I was so into it. I always wanted to learn about astrophysics and quantum physics, and I never had a chance. And I thought, and I was like, this is my chance. So I was listening to podcasts, and I was reading books, and I was reading about Newton and Isaac Newton, and then how he came across like his ideas, and then.
Why do you think that stuff was resonating with you?
I just was doing so much. You write a song, you know, doesn't exist. Yeah, I mean, unless you're listening to a song, it doesn't exist. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
it's not really real.
Yeah.
And then you write it, then you record it. It's just so abstract, and I just was so, and of course everything was up in the air, and so I was like, oh my God, like, how do molecules fit together? And like, oh, the sun's made of hydrogen, and it turns into helium by fusion because of, I wonder how that works. And everything was just so much more tangible. You know, I started gardening and I started like building little small things of furniture. And I was just like, this is great. And you start and it ends and you can touch it.
Yeah.
And it was just such a nice reconnection with like reality. I guess I was looking for reality.
That's a really interesting point too, like that a song doesn't really exist unless you're playing it or you're listening to it. But also the gardening, I mean, the natural world shows up in a lot of the lyrics.
That's so nice for you to say. I mean, my friend Gregory Allen Isakoff, at one point, I just went, like, everything was locked up in Canada, and he's like, it's not locked up here if you want to come hang out. And so I went to Colorado for a bit, and it was so nice just to be able to, like, go out.
Sure. Yeah.
But also make music, and he's a gardener. He has a farm. It's so humbling too, because it's like you don't get the full pride in a garden because you just move the seed around. Like, you didn't make the seed. You don't know where it came from. You don't know how seeds ever came to be. How does that even work, that you can lock up life in a little thing,
yeah,
and it just wait for it to appear? And how does it know where to find the sky? Like, what is this? And it's made of, it needs water and sun in it. It's basically like an alchemical laboratory turning CO2 into oxygen.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, what the heck is this stuff?
All these little things that we sort of kind of take for granted.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to move from the tangible kind of to the intangible, because I know when you had a little bit of time not touring, you were sleeping more. And the next song we're going to hear you perform, I understand, came to you in a dream. It's called Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
Could you describe the dream for us?
Yeah. It's the best dream I ever had. I was in a rehearsal room with Jeff Buckley, who's like one of my idols, you know? And I was like in the middle of him teaching me a song. And I was like, you know, of course it was so real. I was just, oh God, okay. And I was just looking at his hands go up and down the fretboard. And then he started singing his falsetto. He started singing Rock and Roll, the lyrics, like just Rock and Roll really high. And it was so high. And I was like, you know how he sings, and his falsetto is so good. And I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I love that song. I can't believe I played it with him. And I was like, wait, what song is that? And I went to the piano, I went to the guitar, and I just played what he played. And it was this song of Rock and Roll.
This is Rock and Roll from Lee Fulbeck on World Cafe.
Flowers wilted when the days got hard. Slow motion wheels on a fast moving truck. I'm driving around just to pick you up, but I can't find you. In the water of a sacred place, see a reflection, yeah, I see your face. And I know that all will be erased if I touch it.
I'm on a boat when I'm out at sea. There's no captain, or maybe the captain is me. And you got your head laying on my knee. Then I wake up. When you told me that you lost a friend, but it's just beginning in the end. And that you'll be seeing her again at the river. Well, I think I know just where you've been. My grandfather, he played the violin. And babe, I still remember him when I'm playing. So I'm gonna play just this one note. It ain't even one of the ones I wrote. In fact, none of them are, didn't you know? They're made by the maker of rock and roll. Rock and roll. Rock and roll. Rock and roll. Sha-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la. Shibidibap, 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 shubadua. Rock and roll. Rock and roll. Rock and roll. Rock and roll. Sha-la-la-la.
Thank you so much.
Performed in front of a live audience for World Cafe, Rock and Roll from Leif Volbeck, a song from his new album, Revelation. And Leif is hanging out with me today on the show. I'm Raina Duris. It does feel very dreamlike, this album, not just the lyrics, but also because you have this big orchestra behind you in the recordings. And it's like a 28-piece orchestra, I think. Yeah. How did you decide that that was something you wanted to have on this record?
Oh, I was listening to John Lennon. I was listening to Imagine a lot, like incessantly, flipping it on vinyl, just flipping it over and over again. And there's this one song called How, and it's just this big kick drum, and he's talking about how can I give love if I don't know what love is. And it's a piano, bass drum, and orchestra, vocal.
How can we go forward?
I thought, I need a full orchestra. I can't do this overdub. I don't want to do like samples. Mm. I just want it to be real. I want to feel it. And I found this orchestrator. His name's Chris Elliott. And I would sing to him all the melody lines, and he would take them and send back some of his melody lines. And we just had this collaborative kind of process where half the melodies are mine, half are his. I kind of more did the top lines. He did like the, you know, the cello and the violas.
You're playing live solo in the performances we're hearing today, but I want to play a clip of a song from the album so that we can actually hear the orchestra behind
Great.
You. And I'm going to play a bit of Sunset Boulevard Expedition.
Amazing.
Is there anything you could tell us about this song and the orchestra and putting it all together?
Totally. Well, it was this thing where there's a lot of John Lennon in that song. You know, I kind of thought there might be a children's choir on it. I wasn't sure, but it was a live take. We did the song once or twice. I think that's the first full take. We're in LA, and I had to just tell the drummer and the bass player, just be like, there will be an orchestra on this. just pretend there is. You kind of, and someone else told me, like, that's like kind of like a green screen, like a Marvel movie or something. I'm like, kind of, yeah. So we just, it's a one take the whole way through. And at the end, I was like, I just kept playing. And then it ended up becoming this, where this place for the children's choir and like this like voiceover. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to some of that. This is Sunset Boulevard Expedition from Leif Volbeck on World Cafe.
Sometimes I go down to the ocean. Sometimes it comes to me. Sometimes I cross the sea. I wind up in Sydney Harbor. And I gaze up beyond the stars.
That was a bit of Leif Volbeck's song, Sunset Boulevard Expedition, from his latest album, Revelation. And the drummer on that track is Jim Keltner,
yeah.
Who has played with Bob Dylan, who I know you're a big fan of. Also, the drummer for the Traveling Wilburys, played on several Beatles members' solo albums and about a zillion other big, huge names. I don't have time to list them all.
Yeah.
So how did you connect with Jim?
We had a mutual friend, and I was like, do you think Jim would ever play on my on a song? I have one song, maybe two, I really want. And she was like, let me just ask him. And that was it. And he was like, yeah, just give me a call. Like, and so I had his number on my kitchen table for a month because I was like, I'm not going to call him and not know what I'm doing. And then I was also just like, if he says no, what do? I think I waited till I was okay for him to say no. But he's a phenomenal drummer. What I had these songs that were really long that need to be played live, but I need someone who is used to playing live, tracking live, and then has all this character in this presence and power that they, like on that John Lennon record, if you listen to Imagine, I think it's Alan White playing drums, he hits the drums hard. It's a rock song that, you know, you don't want someone to, like, and that's what that, there's a magic thing that Ringo does, and it's the same thing that Jim does. They really just play the drums, like, nice and hard, full of feeling, so it adds, a, like, an acidity and a power and a presence to and otherwise pretty, my songs are pretty ballady to begin with, but yeah, Jim, I mean, I don't even know what to say. He was phenomenal. He just was, it was the best. It sounded like a record as soon as he started playing those drums.
I feel like I've heard you tell this story, but you were playing piano when he walked in.
Oh yeah. Well, I was playing piano because I didn't know when he was going to show up. And I was like, and I know that he played on Imagine. The album, he played on Jealous Guy, and the piano player from Jealous Guy is a guy named Nicky Hopkins, who's maybe the greatest piano player I've ever heard. He played with the Rolling Stones, he plays on Revolution by the Beatles, and he plays on Jealous Guy, and I was like kind of riffing like in the Nicky Hopkins style so that he wouldn't be too nervous about like, who's this kid, like, can he play? And he didn't know that I was thinking that. And he went, oh, I feel like Nicky's in the room. And I could have sworn Nicky was here. And I was like, oh, my God, I know who he's talking about.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
That's a vote of confidence right there.
Yeah. And he said the most beautiful thing. I said, what was it like playing with him? And he said, you know, whenever you play with Nicky, you'd see an English garden.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But it's true. He's one of the most beautiful piano players ever. And he recognizes that. But the main thing is that he's so humble and so open to making the song happen, which is amazing. But then I realized, oh, that's why everybody called him.
Right.
You know, like, he played on Leonard Cohen's records. He played on everybody's records. But you realize, oh, it's because he just showed up deeply musical and just wanting to connect with the music. There's no ego.
You're listening to my conversation with Leif Volbeck. In a moment, he'll talk about working with the other musicians featured on his new album and what kind of direction he gives them. That's next on World Cafe. Thank you. Welcome back to the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris, and I'm joined by Canadian singer-songwriter Leif Volbeck. He has a new album called Revelation.
You brought in a lot of very talented musicians for this album. There's Anais Mitchell, Andy McMahon, bassist Shahzad Ismaili, steel guitarist Cindy Cash, lots of people. When you are working with these super talented, accomplished musicians on your album, where it's your vision, what kind of direction do you give them in the studio? How do you get them to do what you want them to do? Or do you let them just kind of play?
Well, you know, I read this thing, not that I'm Miles Davis, but I read this thing that how Miles Davis does it. And I remember going, that makes a lot of sense. He would just pick people who, that he loved their playing and not give them any direction. You know, that's his, that was his production style, you know. I was like, that's what it is. Like, the fact that I just, these are people that I, everything they do is the best thing I've ever heard, and everything they do, I'm inspired by. So I just ask them to do whatever they want on the song. And then sometimes they'll be like, should I do it here? I'm like, oh, maybe like sit out there if they have a question. And then sometimes they'll hold, I see them hold back. Like Cindy at the end of Southern Star, she was like leaving room for my piano riff. And I was like, Cindy, like everyone knows the riff by now, like just play right through, like just stretch out. And then she just did this insanely beautiful slide solo. It's like one take, maybe one little comp, but it's like one take.
I'm talking to Leif Volbeck today on World Cafe. The next song we're going to hear you play is Southern Star. And I know that this one took a while to come together lyrically, like the last verse took a while. Why were you stuck on it? Do you know?
You know, sometimes it gets away from you. I remember Bob Dylan saying that about this song, Joker Man, which I love. But and he's like, the song gets away from you. Like if you don't, I think of it sometimes as like a patient on a table, and if you don't get the surgery done fast enough and close them up, then you know, you can get infections. The song gets a little infection, and it gets a little bit like, you got to close it up, you know, there's a certain amount of time. And I think that one was, I got in my head a little bit at the end, because the song was done, and I was like, this is my favorite song that I've ever written. I love this song, don't know where it came from, and I just didn't want to like botch it with like a line that came from songwriter brain, which is like, just like, you know, too many adjectives or something, too intellectual. And I just waited. And then I was doing a yoga class, and I was told to relinquish control in the kind of this meditation, like Shavasana after. And then a week later, I just was like, oh, relinquish your perceived control. Yeah, and then it kind of just, it was done. But it was like, I had this one line that was just waiting for it.
Live for the World Cafe, Leif Volbeck with Southern Star.
This song is called Southern Star. Big dreams, they move slowly, like a fog across the plains. Dream where I'm riding horses, you're on my mind again. Maybe I was born to wander, you took me a while to find. You know I still get shivers when your voice rubs up on mine. Do you know who you are? Are you my friend or lover? Perhaps it just can't be defined. I know I can take you with me. You're a map with no folding lines, and I climb that northwest passage
look the master in the eye. When I'm confused, confounded, I search for you in the sky. Do you know who you are? Faith in the morning after, wait for the time to come. Say when love don't come easy, just know who you are. Baby, you're my southern star. Come out of the shapeless stardust. The rafters, they shake for you. The clamoring for a song now. The lights are blonde and blue. Hey, it's just a chain reaction. Relinquish your perceived control. Float down that mighty river. Sweet mother with the angel soul. Do you know who you are? Faith in the morning after. Wait for the time to come. Say when love don't come easy, just know who you are. Baby, you're my southern star.
Thank you so much.
Performed for a live World Cafe audience, that was Southern Star from Leif Volbeck. I'm Raina Duras, and Leif is my guest today. The new album is called Revelation. Most of the album was recorded at Dreamland Studio in Woodstock, New York.
Yeah.
Some of it was in at Sunset Sound in L.A. First of all, why did you choose Dreamland?
Well, it's funny because all these lyrics, almost every song has the word dream in it. And I was worried about it, and then I thought, whatever, this is going to be what this record is like. It wants to be about dreams, so be it. And I didn't realize it was called Dreamland, like, when I was working on the songs. But it's because Bonnie Light Horseman recorded there, their first record, and I was listening to that every day during the pandemic, that and the John Lennon record. And it's the best-sounding record I'd heard in the last, like, 20 years, like, sonically, energetically. So when I was on tour, I popped in, tried out a couple of the pianos. I was in Woodstock. I was like, yeah, this is where we're going to do it, the whole thing. I just needed, the whole record is live, the vocals and the band, you know, the strings are obviously overdubbed, so I needed a studio that could go there and the sound would be pristine. And that's it. It's one of the best sounding studios I've ever been to. Yeah.
My guest today is Leif Volbeck. I'm Raina Duras. It's World Cafe. Leif's new album is called Revelation. And the last song we're going to hear you perform from the album today is a song, Moondog. I'm very curious about the inspiration for the song Moondog, because it could be, it could be about many different things. It could be a nickname for a friend. It could be about the composer and musician Moondog. It
right.
could be about the lunar phenomenon. I don't know if you know what this is, like
yeah.
Moondog with the little lights that appear
uh-huh.
near the moon. Maybe something else entirely.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't remember anymore. You know, it's whenever I'm really sure about something, it usually doesn't make it in a song, because then I'll be like, oh, that means that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's whenever I remember reading this. There's this book that Ernest Hemingway wrote. Well, he didn't write it. It's a compilation of all the things that he ever said about writing. Ooh. It's called Hemingway on Writing, and it's like, you know, like, if you have trouble for a title, open up the Bible, you know, and then the next line is like, but the line I'm thinking of is, he said that, I only keep something that when I reread it, it means something else to me. And I was like, that's, anyhow. So Moondog means a lot of things to me. And at the time, it was the wolf moon. It was a full moon in January, which you call the wolf moon. And I didn't want to call it wolf dog or or moon wolf or wolf moon. It was just too much. And, but yeah, there's like kind of a, you know, and I really love that song, Joker Man, where he goes, stand on the water, casting your bread, where the eyes of the idol with the iron head glow, and that's not the line. And they go, I think there's a line about a statue with the head of a hyena in it. And there's something about that, kind of this, the old Egyptian gods with the dog heads. I mean, see, it doesn't really help, does it? But it just conjures up a lot of things for me in that title, but I don't really know what it means.
Is there anything else that you want us to know about recording this song, writing this song before we hear it?
You know, I was in Topanga Canyon when I wrote it, and there's a lot of people out there that like are into crystals and like the other worlds and things like that. And sometimes they seem downright crazy, and sometimes they're like really like onto something, you know, and it's kind of riding that line of like, you know, is this person a charlatan or the real deal? And it's really exciting when you're engaging with something like that. It's you know, yeah, I don't know. Every line has a different little story to it. So it's kind of, yeah, I guess it's a love song, this one, yeah.
This is Moondog on World Cafe, performed live by Lee Fulbeck.
Young and I was barely free, just a boy upon my mother's knee. Was that the wind howling through the trees? Was that you calling me? Calling me. Showed me where the candle flame was black. I said, oh baby, I'll never notice that. And with your breasts pressed against my back, you were laughing in the bath. Laughing in the bath. This face of mine, is it cool, is it crystalline, or a pale imitation, brand new tessellation? Tell me what you see. Moondog, you're all I need. Mind keeps circling back to you, just like the universe it begs me to. What frightens me is what frightens you. Oh baby, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? Breaking free with a deeper will, the
one I seek is a seeker still, always reaching, never teaching. I know nothing, baby, who am I to instruct? Moondog, you're out of luck. Sometimes it's magic, sometimes it's hidden. Half of magic is just hiding. I always loved you, just didn't know I did. One day I just let the light in. It was a barn burner in Galena, Illinois. Faded me like a bolt of lightning. Tired of living in the pouring rain. 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 It's my life and I'm living in it. Tired of living. Tired of living in the pouring rain. Tired of living in the pouring rain. It's my life and I'm living in it. Tired of living in the pouring rain.
You wanna sing it?
Living in the pouring rain.
Let me hear it.
Tired of living in the pouring
rain. Nervous? Let me hear it.
Live for the World Cafe, Leif Volbeck with Moondog. It's a song from his latest album, Revelation. Leif Volbeck has been my guest today. It's been so nice talking to you. The songs are beautiful.
You.
It's so nice having you here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me again.
Anytime. Thank you. Come back again and again.
Great.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard a session with Leif Volbeck talking about his new album, Revelation, which is nominated for the Adult Alternative Album of the Year at this year's Juno Awards. If you're not familiar with those, they're like the Canadian Grammys, and the ceremony is this coming Sunday. So best of luck to Leif going into the Juno Awards. If you would like to see his performance and that session, you can watch the full video at worldcafe.org and on our YouTube channel. Here's the Cardigans, Love Fool.
lovely girl, won't you stay? Won't you stay? Stay with me. All my life I was blind, I was blind, now I see. Lovely girl, won't you stay? Won't you stay? Stay with me. All my life I was blind, I was blind, now I see. Fleet of black limousines, all tinted machines. Here comes the cavalcade with the armored cars like Berettas, flags on antennas, designed to keep me safe, keep me safe. And oh my my, oh hey hey, here he comes, the candidate. Blue-eyed boy, United States, vote for him, the candidate. Diamonds cut for the carrot. Plaster of Paris, the floats fill up the street. And beauty queens with the white gloves, all sick from the nightclubs, they wave pageantry, pageantry. And oh my my, oh hey hey, here it comes, the big parade. Marching bands and barricades. Canvas covered in red. Violent men danced the blood ballet. And the bookies say it's the third round. All who knew we would go down. If you don't, it's hell to pay, hell to raise.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
I got a gal lives up on the hill. I got a gal lives up on the hill. Well, the boo down with me, Lord, but I love her still. She got eyes like diamonds, she shine like Klondike gold. Got eyes like diamonds, she shine like Klondike gold. Every time she loves me, she sends my mellow soul. My baby is a jockey, she's teaching me how to ride. My baby is a jockey, she's teaching me how to ride. She says twice in the middle and daddy from side to side.